cold and clear for most of the state. That has summed up the weather forecast for the entire month of March. But how unusual is that weather pattern? We put that question to Brian Brettschneider for the segment Ask a Climatologist. He told Annie Feit temperatures for the month have been colder than normal for much of Alaska and well below normal for Anchorage and Fairbanks.
So it's been the coldest March since 2007, and the second coldest March since the 1970s. So, you know, only one time, one March in the last 40 years has been as cold through the first 3 weeks as 2017.
And how much below normal has it been?
Well, for, say, in Anchorage, it's been about 9 to 10 degrees below normal. And up in Fairbanks, it's actually been quite a bit more below normal. It's been 17. Now, I will say here in Anchorage, we had a lot of very windy days. And there's been about a 15-degree difference between, say, what the low temperature has been at the airport and what it's been throughout the most of the rest of town. So a large variation here in Anchorage. So in ways, it's actually been a lot colder than the official stats would indicate in Anchorage.
It's also been extremely dry, at least in Anchorage. Is that related to the cold?
The vast majority of the state has had little to no precipitation at all in March. I mean, places like Anchorage, Kodiak, and a few others, not even a trace of precipitation. Now, this is the driest time of the year, the driest month of the year across most of Alaska. So it's not uncommon to be really dry in March, but to go this long without any precipitation at all is unusual. It's not, you know, unprecedented, but it is unusual.
Are we in danger of hitting any records in Anchorage?
So in Anchorage, we haven't even seen a drop of rain or a flake of snow since February 27th. Which is entering record territory. So if we can actually make it till March 27th, you know, 28 days later, that would tie the record for the most days without even a trace of precipitation. We'd have to go another 10 or so days to get to a record for no measurable precipitation. Now, again, these are records that date from the early 50s. If you go before that, where records were kept in other parts of town, those streaks are a little bit longer, in some cases quite a bit longer. So, but that's the airport record for the current climate location.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.